This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 292 for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us. So, you know...
Oh, God. All right, just hit me with it. Just
so, you know,
go.
I used to have this girlfriend that collected magazines.
You're going to tell me about an ex-girlfriend?
Well, we broke up. You know why?
Do you want me to list all the reasons on camera?
Too many issues.
Oh, dear God.
All right, anyway.
You know, that's not bad.
That's good, right? That's good.
No, I didn't say it was good. It's not bad. That's up there in the top 10.
Yeah, all right, good. Good.
You've only got about two other things.
I will take that as a win. We got some new stuff. I didn't have a girlfriend that collected magazines. So, anyway.
She just lied to me about girlfriends.
We have some new stuff to talk about this week.
We do.
After a long, long run. We'll call it a dry spell.
Oh,
long run.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I'm going with the new... The Edison Beaumont has been revamped. The line has been revamped.
Refreshed.
There we go.
Rejuvenated.
So the
it's pretty good, right?
The previous four colors have been replaced, discontinued. Actually, I think we have a couple left. I couldn't, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you which two they are, but we have a couple left in the old style and have been replaced with three new colors.
Okay.
So
go.
This one.
If Kim was still here, that would be the Bubblegum Princess.
Yes, and you know, this is the Unicorn.
This would go perfectly in the Knock.
Yes.
Pen case in the Spa.
Yeah, the Spa Balloon. Yeah. So this is a turquoise and pink, a little dark pink.
You didn't do
swirl.
Your shake thing.
No, I'm not supposed to do my shake thing. It's bright.
You can't
lose it. You know, it's not half as bad as I thought it was going to be. I wouldn't.
Because you're not a pink person.
I'm not a pink person. So,
okay.
But it's not half as bad as I thought it was going to be. Next up, the Twilight Embers, which is kind of nice.
It's kind of volcano-y.
Yeah. It's got a little bit. It's mostly gray with some. What is that? Some orange, a little bit of yellow in there.
This reminds me of the Monteverdi. Was it the?
It was an Intima. That was
Intima, that was a volcano.
Yeah.
That was similar, mm-hmm. Yeah. Really nice colors. Here, let me do it, Brian.
Oh, my God. What is up?
I like the
this
amber
next one
glass.
Is nice. I like this one a lot,
this
amber
one I
glass.
Like. Ooh.
It's just semi-translucent, yeah. You can kind of see through it.
This is really pretty.
It's a nice...
I do like that.
That's my favorite one of the new bunch.
The Beaumont is my favorite model. It's a good fit for my hand. And it posts. The Collier doesn't post, yep. So this is my favorite.
Yeah, so this is, God, stop. This is a number 6 size nib, Yovo nib, of course, cartridge converter. They all have the chrome trim, and this amber glass has the gold trim, which it really, really,
yeah, I really like
looks
that
nice.
One.
Yeah, so.
You know, the Unicorn is just, it's bright. It's very springy. And since we're coming into fall, it's nice to see something kind of springy this time of year. That makes me happy.
So, anyway, that's new for Edison, and I'm really excited with the amber glass. That's really a killer
all right.
pattern.
So, what else we got?
We got some paper this week that I totally forgot we ordered. We ordered this in July. And it finally came in from Japan, the Himakuri, and the
these
Himakuri
cool.
Note. And so if you're not familiar with these, we have two different styles, and one is the little kitty.
I know.
And one is a stationery.
Can you see that?
And so what these are, oh my God. So what these are is these are 2019 calendars, and these are, you pull each of these
off. These are Post-it notes.
They're Post-it notes, essentially. And one... you pull
one
them off
day.
For each day, one for each day. And then each week has its own little scene. And then you can use those and you can put those in your...
So, like, this week is that scene.
Yeah.
Or next week or whatever.
Yeah. And so this week I've got seven little kitties here.
That's really cute.
And then they also have, you can get a corresponding
notebook.
And this is... A5 Slim,
look
and it's
the
got the little
kitty.
Kitty there. And what's cool about this is this Tomoe River paper, and on the kitty here, on the bottom,
the kitty.
There's little.
Are those cat? The
those
paw
are
prints.
Paw prints.
Oh my
this
God!
This
is that
dot
is
grid
so
with little paw prints on the bottom. Is that not the most adorable thing you've ever seen?
Are you going to get one?
I am going to get one. Actually, this is probably mine. It's stitch bound on the side.
Let me see that. That's really cool. Look at the little paw print.
Isn't that adorable?
That's adorable.
It's adorable. And see, since this is a journal that doesn't have, or a notebook that doesn't have dates, you can, if you're using it as a journal, you can take your day off and put it on the page, and then that's...
Oh, it's sort of like scrapbooking and planning at the same time. Those of you who are into that, this is for you.
So these are just adorable. I love these. And the stationery one has a little ink bottle on the top.
How cute.
And this one is grid. So
really a very light blue,
That one's a blue to match the cover, and the cat is like a pink, a red.
Like a
red
peach.
Peach dot, yeah.
It's peachy keen.
Very easy on the eyes.
It's peachy keen.
it does fit the large travelers, we understand, so that's kind of cool.
Excellent.
But this has got...
Oh, look at that.
You can...
That's really...
It's a bookmark, essentially. You can fold it in.
The cat, that's so cute.
Yep, and the cat fits in the window there.
How much is a kitty?
I'm going to totally ruin this one, so this one better be mine.
It is yours now. All right, what else?
Anyway, so Himikori is in, and that's really exciting. And along those lines, Hobonichi, Teko Cousins, Weeks, and Mega Weeks. Yeah, what I've got here, I got the Mega Weeks here, and the Teko. You've got a Mega.
I got a Mega.
And then the cousin, which is
different than Omega, because that would make you happy.
That would make me happy. So, the cousin, and they're on sale now while supplies last. We got a new shipment coming in probably first week of November.
Mm-hmm. And then
Weeks in different colors.
Yes, yes.
Scarlet, strawberry latte, cactus, and piglet.
Where's Pooh? And
Mega Weeks and strawberry latte as well. So the strawberry was really popular. I think
I was surprised. I didn't think we would sell as many strawberry lattes as quickly as we did.
They were gone. They were the first ones out.
Well, they were pretty
color. It was a nice color. It was actually a nice shade. I actually kind of liked it too.
Okay. What else?
So that's the Japanese paper roundup for the week. But as long as we're on Japanese, this new pen we have to talk about. I have wanted this for a while.
Okay, well,
and
you can have one.
You can have one.
If you
we got these in kind of limited quantities, but there are more on the way. This is the, most people know this pen as the Platinum PTL 5000, but that's such it's a sterile name. Platinum actually calls it the Vico, V-I-C-O-H. It is in the same family as the Classic Machier.
I like the size a lot. It's definitely very lightweight.
As are most Japanese pens, right?
No, this is nice. I like the burgundy.
So here's the cool thing about this pen. This pen, 14-karat nib.
Oh, wow.
Extra fine, or medium available.
Hang on, I gotta pull my glasses on here.
Ooh, the best part?
Yes.
How much do you think this pen costs?
$99.95. I don't know. That's my standard line for anything. We need to price these pens. What do you think we should price them at for vintage stuff? $99.95.
And a week later, we stopped doing that because
he learned. I don't like to price pens.
These have an MSRP of $80. Street price, $64.
That's killer.
Gold nib.
Gold
for $64.
I'm totally getting one.
So
I'm getting a burgundy.
It is the least expensive. It is the most economical 14-karat gold nib on the market.
In any line.
In any line. In fact, it beats the next nearest competitor, which would be the Pilot E95S.
Which is 136?
136, yeah. So
it's almost
by 70,
half.
$72. Extra fine medium, it will be offered in. Right now, I think we've got it in fine and medium. We're waiting on the extra fines from Japan. Cartridge converter, it does not come with a cartridge at that price. But
doesn't come with a cartridge?
I'm sorry, it doesn't come with a converter.
All right.
It comes with a cartridge.
All right.
It is a friction fit cap, just like the Classic Machier. Little snap cap.
Yeah.
And black and burgundy. It's really a
great value.
Solid
nice pen. It definitely is thin and light. So
it's not too thin. It's not too thin.
No, it's perfect.
It's not much thinner than the Beaumont.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Comparison shot of that. I mean, it's not beefy.
I love the snap cap. I'm just going to snap it.
If you like broad nibs, this pen's not for you. But if you have a need for extra fine fine or Japanese medium, it can be a great pen.
Excellent.
It's very understated. You can put it in your pocket. It's going to look great. It's not going to be, sometimes you get an inexpensive pen and it's a little too colorful and it doesn't work with.
It's a little too school.
Yeah, it doesn't work with a suit and a tie or a sport coat or something like that, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm really excited about these Platinum
Vicos. You've been talking about these for a while. I'm glad we got them in
Finally got just to shut me up.
I didn't say it.
What? I knew where you're going.
I didn't say
wow.
it. Help me out, people. I didn't say it.
Wow.
I thought it. I just
Jeez,
didn't say
okay,
it.
Okay. All
cut
right.
Cut myself off.
In other news, what other news do we have?
While
I drink my coffee.
We're moving offices. I'm kind of looking forward to going to the Detroit show just so that I can stop moving furniture.
I'm done, man.
I gotta tell you.
I'm not moving anything else.
This stuff is freaking heavy.
maybe the fridge. You're gonna move the fridge.
Yeah. So we are going from 1,500 square feet upstairs above our store, actually in the middle of the building, to 36, almost 3,700 square feet. On the first floor, right next to the store, will
be
the
nice.
Administrative offices. And then the lower level is the creative department, a whole lot of storage, a much bigger kitchen, two bathrooms.
Yep.
We're super excited about all the extra space. We only have one problem.
What's that?
Well, Eric is going to be unsupervised, and he's just going to take over little by little, and suddenly we're going to need a...
I'm going to lock the doors.
room for this, and I'll take over half of the pink room and half of the green room, and then it's exciting. So much bigger space.
And we're getting a new door.
And the front door to the store is being replaced. It's old. It's kind of falling apart. Really drafty in the winter.
Apparently, if we unlock the one side, it might fall off.
Well, if you unlock it and you use it too much.
So we're excited
about that. But the new space is really pretty. It's the retail space that used to be next to the store. So if you've been to the store, Brian, I, and one or two administrative people will be upstairs and everybody else will be downstairs.
Yeah. So you still come in the door.
Unsupervised.
And you hang a left to go into the... In an actual store.
Yep.
The front door.
Speaking of unsupervised. We have a new member of our creative team, so we want to welcome Justin as our new videographer. We expect great things from him. So,
I think he's listening.
This is going to make us look like 20 years younger and 10 pounds thinner by the time.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be awesome. Let's see how good he is. So. But anyway, welcome Justin.
That's exciting.
Yep. And his first day was... actually on Monday when we finished up the move, so it's like, welcome to the team, move some furniture.
Move some stuff.
What else?
This week, Michigan Pen Show.
We leave tomorrow.
I'm excited about this because
why?
It's close.
Yes, 500 miles, it's 8 hours, that's awesome.
Friday, Saturday only show. Friday's from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So that's nice. It goes a little bit later.
We can sleep until 7 in the morning.
We can sleep in, yeah. And get setup done. And just a short 3 to 7. So if you're coming from work, you can come on down. You've got time to do it. You even have time to go home, eat, and then come down to the show. Saturday, October 20th, it's 10 to 6. And it's $6 a day admission, general admission.
Nice little club show, definitely not big. They have expanded enough that they had to switch hotels. Well, that and the old hotel.
Yeah,
the old hotel was demolished.
Was a disaster.
Oh, that was scary.
Oh, my goodness. We have stories.
Yeah.
Nice hotel, though. I found the lighting in it was pretty good. Although
last year
they turned it down for some reason. But
I think they swapped out the bulbs. Nice hotel, nice big ballroom, and... just a nice, friendly club show.
Yeah, it's not. And when we say club show, what we mean is, it's the local club runs the show. So it's no DC, it's no LA, where it will never.
They don't want to be.
Yeah, it's not the largest show, but if you've never gone to a show, this is a perfect one to get your feet wet.
Yes.
To see what it's all about and to go in. Traffic on Saturday is usually pretty busy, mm-hmm. but it's not like. some of these other shows are so intimidating.
Intimidating and just uncomfortable. You're bumping into people. You can't move. You can't see. You can't talk to people. So this is just really nice and relaxed and casual. Lester Rez brought his father. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. So we got a lot of regulars that
Captain
come.
Kirk
and, yep. And it's kind of centrally located, I guess, in the north central region, so that people can travel. And it's a good little show. And it's primarily vintage. We'll have modern. Bill Weekly will be there. He's got some kind of late, some early modern stuff. And
is that like early modern art?
Something. I don't know. I have no idea. What is early modern art? But anyway, there'll be some modern there. Be a lot of vintage. There might even be some watches. I think they actually, don't they pin it as the pen and watch show or something?
Oh, God.
I don't know. But anyway.
What does that mean?
Well, that means I might not be getting a pen. Anyway, Friday, Saturday.
Because you're going to get a watch?
Maybe. October 19th and 20th, and come down and or come up or come over and see it. And
it's a good little show.
It's a good show. Yeah, come see us. So, anything else?
Did I mention I'm tired? We moved furniture.
Nope.
Okay. No, I think that's it. I'm looking forward to the show. And then after that, we only have one more show of the season.
Yep.
Kind of looking forward to...
My favorite show of the year.
You say that about almost every show.
I'm gonna say this one is my favorite.
More than Dallas?
More than Dallas.
We do Chamberlain's with George in Dallas.
I know, but Columbus is like a whole week of...
It's not a week.
Well, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's 4 days of Penn excitement. Two auctions...
Oh, my God. It's the auctions. We're in trouble.
Love that show.
Anyway, yes,
that's coming up.
One more show after this, and then we're home. Well, I'm home. And then Brian has a number of events in our Chicago store.
Those are going to be fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to those. So.
But, no, this will be a good show.
So, anyway, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. And make sure to follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And I don't know if you knew this, but we have a store in Chicago. If you're in Chicago or planning to visit the area, stop by the store on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, down in the Loop. We're open 7 days a week, and the Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
And our 300th podcast is coming up, so please do us a favor, like this video, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be forever grateful. See you next time.
We will. Bye.